This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Howie's call, you can hear the disbelief in his voice. Mm-hmm. Which is giving me goosebumps again, which makes it so special. The stage was set, and for him to deliver after all that's gone on, it was unfreaking believable. Not that nobody thought he was capable of doing that, but just that it actually happened. All the talk, all year long, right down to yesterday, and everybody being fed up with Pete, even more so last, or 2 days ago, even more so last. Yesterday we were fed up with Pete, and then even more so last night, dropping the pop-up, everybody was just like, ah. And he had his one last chance, and he delivered.
I love when, just on Howie for a second, love when broadcasters get a chance to, deliver something like this that you just know means so much to them. I mean, Howie has had some amazing calls. We've had Howie on, really the last couple of weeks. We'll have him on the rest of the postseason here. Susan on the Yankee side, it's been awesome. But the way, like, his path, and Gary Cohn as well, sitting in the upper deck, like, I just think that the, boy, that is just, that's special. And Mike Breen doing the Knicks, Michael Kay doing the Yankees, it's subjective. So I'm not saying that everybody loves all of these broadcasters, although Met fans love Howie. My point is, when you have one of our own in the booth, calling that, there's no packaging, there's no, let me enhance. This is somebody who 50, 60 years ago was like a little kid running around in heaven watching his heroes do their thing. And the call really popped through last night. As always, I think Howie's phenomenal.
Oh, God, it was tremendous. And I look forward to talking to him again. It was just a terrific call. What a freaking night. 888-808-1019. Pete is in Seaford. What's up, Petey?
Hey, guys. Good morning. You really could not write a zero to hero script any better than what happened last night. I mean, I'm at the bar with my buddy, and where the strikeouts, the pop-ups, the misplaying, the foul ball, that's a $40 million drop. That's a $50 million in 2 year, pop out, especially in the first inning after Lindor doubled. What an incredible moment. But I really just want to come back to the heart and soul of this team, Francisco Lindor, to have the balls, the audacity to take that double play ball to second base himself and fire to first to end the game. What an incredible moment. I don't know if you guys saw the clip after the game of the Mets all getting ready to take their picture. Lindor's doing an interview, pops the headset off, and goes and fires the squad up. This man is, again, the heart and soul of this team. He gets everybody ready. And one more thing, John Boy did an incredible breakdown last night of Devin Williams tipping his pitches the way his mitt was being held, the way his hand was pressed to the mitt on the fastball versus the changeup. And you can see whoever that guy was that's talking to Alonso before his at-bat was 100% telling him, look for this. Look at what Devin Williams is doing with his mitt. Because all the Mets put together, except for Vientos, put together tremendous at-bats in that top of the ninth inning. And, you know, A-plus to whoever in the Mets scouting department identified that Devin Williams is one of the most dynamic closers in baseball, to identify that he might be tipping his pitches to set the Mets up for success in the ninth inning is just incredible.
I watched the whole thing. Yeah, I watched it this morning.
I didn't see it yet.
It's great. I mean, when Devin Williams is going deep into that mitt to get that extra grip for the changeup, obviously he's got to have the three fingers deep around the baseball. So if you imagine, if you're a righty and you're holding your glove in front of you, to go and get the baseball staring at you, if it's eye level, to get behind the baseball to get the changeup grip, you've got to go deeper. And it's subtle, but that was absolutely picked up by the Mets, and I have no doubt that they knew what was coming.
At what point? Because I wouldn't think Lindor, who had a check swing
to
draw a walk.
I don't know at what point, though,
it was
Sal.
A tough at bat. Like, I wasn't watching Lindor and be like, oh, he's on him. I looked at Lindor saying he's locked in right now, and he's doing whatever he can to get on base. But Lindor had a check swing to get on, and then Vientos looked feeble. So at what point, like, was it Nimmo? At that point, was it just Pete? At what point did they pick it up? Because I didn't look at that inning and say, well, they're on to him here. Something looks off, like they're just all over Williams. He looked as nasty as ever. It's just the Mets happen to have, you know, I mean, Lindor worked a great at bat. Yeah, Vientos was awful, and Nimmo came up with a big clutch hit. I got to go back and watch it to see.
It is interesting, though. And he's filthy. And really, outside of that, like, there really wasn't a lot to talk about with the game. I mean, we mentioned Quintana. Iglesias had a great play at second. The double play to end earlier in the game. The double play with Lindor. And that does get kind of lost in translation. But that needs to be brought to the surface again, because that is not what you would teach a young shortstop. You would teach him to flip that ball to the second baseman.
Right.
But Lindor's like, I'm not messing around. Not with him running, because he was probably about a step and a half away, like, in my opinion, and I think in the opinion of many baseball people, out of the range of flipping it. But he made an immediate decision and fired a P, got him by half a step, lights out.
Rob is in Wall Township. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Robbo.
OMFG, I have to say. And I want to make two points, because I think my wife and I used up all our energy last night, and I didn't go to bed till 1 o'clock in the morning. But I wanted to make two points. One is the family vibes. Nimmo talked about it in the post-game, in the locker room there with Gelb. The family vibes, like when Lindor comes up and at the end of the game hugs Steve and then picks up Alex Cohen and spins her around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And then the whole time Nimmo's talking about Pete, like saying, like, this is the approach we got to do. And he was on the verge of tears. And it's really awesome to see. And then the second thing I want to say is I want to thank BT because since the Mets have gone on this run, BT has been like the most positive guy about this team on this station. And he's talked Sal off the ledge, which, you know, Sal represents a lot of us. So BT has talked a lot of us off the edge. So I want to personally thank BT because, you know, you've been real positive about the Mets. And I think it goes a long way as a Yankee fan. And, you know, good luck to your Yankees this weekend.
Well, listen, but you deserve it. You earned it. I mean, listen, the thing about, here's one thing. I don't care what Yankee fans think or what Yankee fans say. And I've already gotten a lot of this. I honestly could not care less. I wanted the Mets to win last night. I want to keep this going, and I want a chance at a Subway Series. I've told the story a million times. My dad was born in the 40s. He saw the 55 Brooklyn Dodgers World Series. He used to sneak into Ebbets Field. He used to go to Mets camp like he's a Mets fan. I like the pettiness, and I'm not saying the Yankee fans have to root for them. I'm not saying that. But for, like, to almost put up this front, like if you're a Yankee fan, and I'm just talking to the Yankee fan for a moment. If you're a Yankee fan and you think that you have to like put up this front and root against the Mets, who are you fooling? Would you rather people in Milwaukee be happy or people in our city be happy? I don't know about you. I'd rather my family and my friends and my coworkers who are Met fans be happy. And then if we get to the World Series, we'll see what happens like we did in 2000. But I'm rooting for you guys. I don't understand, and I never will. I don't. I understand the Met negative Yankee energy for different reasons.
And because of
jealousy.
I
don't understand the Yankee negative energy towards the Mets. I just don't, and I never have.
I never got that either, but I could understand it now. Because if you're not a Mets fan and you're watching a team that you look at, maybe the roster, or you think like, this team doesn't have it, and they continue to do it in dramatic fashion and are drawing attention, that can be annoying if it's not your team. So I understand. To a certain extent, if you're a Yankee fan, you're annoyed by the vocal Met fan. You know, the Met fan now putting their chest out. That's what fandom is. We're all nut job, irrational, over the top, overreacting. I mean, that's what we do. Yes, in theory, a Yankee fan should never be worried about the Mets because they're the Yankees and you've won so much. Like, the Mets have been insignificant the majority of the time. The Met fan can be jealous of the Yankees' success, and that's why they hate the Yankees. They want what the Yankees have. But now that the Mets are having some success, and fans are starting to get excited. It's like anything else. It's not even just Met Yankees. If the Jets go on a run, there's going to be more people trying to tear them down.
Yeah,
in life, more people have success, right? Build them up, tear them down. That's how it is. Build them up, tear them down. And then the Jets go off, you want to tear them down. Hey, Giants right now, nobody's really paying them attention. Giants start going on a run, people are going to be looking to tear them down. That's how it is.
Sal, you know, like you, and, you know, starting probably around the age of five or so, I remember going in the basement and hearing the opening score to This Week in Baseball, okay?
Yeah.
And pretending I was all of those players and running around and sliding and diving and throwing and hitting and then doing in the street, you know, my buddy Tommy, I was the Yankees, he was the Mets, you know, going through the whole lineup and then the whole spiel. To minimize or to even attempt to minimize and take away the joy that Met fans had last night and that seeps into today is nothing I have any interest in doing.
Yeah.
I love what happened last night.
Well, and also, like, we can't. So even though 20-year-old Sal hated the Yankees, I legit don't anymore. And it's good for business. I want to see, like you said, I want to see the Mets and Yankees. There's a part of me that initially wouldn't want a Subway Series. Now I do want that because I think it'd be a great series. And I think the Mets have a legit chance to win. Like, would you want to endure that pain of losing to one another? No, it will sting. It's going to be bragging rights for a long time. But hey, that's what makes it fun.
Yeah, so just like the Soto stuff coming up in a few months.
Well, that's going to be huge as well.
I mean, that might make me hate you.
Yeah.
that is the
coming
one tipping
the
point
Cohen
there,
stuff.
Oh, my God. The King Cohen music, the trumpets, the red carpet, Soto wear, the blue and orange. I lose my mind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.